So
we,
what,
should we get Donald Schultz in
here?
Should
we just do the Schultz thing?
I don't know. Should we?
Should we, or should we? Should we wait and do our other thing first?
I mean, who is he? He's at 2 o'clock.
Okay, yes. Fuck that guy.
All right, let's let him wait.
So here's the thing: we keep talking about making big fucking megaboat, and I think we're all serious about making big fucking megaboat. But if we're going to do it, we need to figure out what the hell it is that we're doing and when. And this seems like as good a time as any to start figuring, laying the groundwork for big fucking megaboat. Everything, which it will be everything Battleship ought to be and will most certainly not be.
Compressed into a single awesome, like, what, 10 minutes?
10,
of movie?
15 yeah. max, yeah.
I'm fucking pumped to be in this movie!
Red Dragons!
But not more pumped than Will.
Will's way more pumped than me!
Will's already sleeping outside the theater that it is never going to play at.
It's not even out yet! It doesn't make any sense!
So, for starters, when does Battleship come out?
May something. I gotta double check the date. It's like mid-May.
Okay, so we gotta have ours ready, like, the day that theirs comes out. Like,
right. So excited, that means we're gonna film a movie soon. I'm gonna be acting with you guys.
I know.
So,
yeah!
When does shit need to happen? That's kinda soon, right?
Basically, the schedule, I'm 3 months. And remember, I'm not the director on this thing. Prospectively, we want I think Allison Eastwood to be the director of this thing. So
Let's get Schultz in here, because he's a part of this.
That's true.
Funny how that worked out.
Travel the world, tracking down the deadliest animals on the planet. My name is Donald Schultz.
This is not a stunt. This is my job.
A man who knows the difference between a loving pet and something less consensual. Donald.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Donald Schultz. There you are. Do we need a theme song for Big Fucking Megaboat?
Big Fucking Megaboat? What's that?
It's maybe only the motion picture that you are invited to help us make.
Yes.
Can Allison be in somewhere?
Like, can she direct it?
Can she direct it?
Yeah,
we want her to direct it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, is if you want to AD,
this is the movie.
Yes, I want to AD. Yeah. I want to AD under her.
Sorry, that is that. But
let's talk about the movie.
Okay, yeah,
yes, let's talk about that.
Well, what's the plan?
We were just about to figure that out. We're on a tight but certainly not impossible schedule to make a short film. It would have to be done.
Yeah, we want to have it done by early May.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, 855-LS-41
for ideas.
Yep.
Okay. What's the general concept?
Okay.
And just matter of interest, Allison Eastwood and I wrap in the middle of March, and then her new movie starts in June. So I don't want to commit her, but I think she's available.
She'd have the window if we get all the pre-production done by then. Okay. The idea is that they're making this Battleship movie, and I don't know if you've seen the preview. It's a fucking joke. It is just a fucking, like, making a movie of Battleship was a bad idea to begin with, but they have still managed.
Oh, can you write in a makeout scene with every chick with me?
Yes.
In the movie?
We can most definitely do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So our idea was, why don't we have the movie that Battleship should have been ready the same day Battleship comes out. Ours is called Big Fucking Megaboat.
Okay, such a good name for a movie.
Yeah. So it's
who doesn't want to go see Big Fucking Megaboat?
So it's like No Strings Attached and Snow White and all that. Like, two studios bring out two very similar movies within a month of each other.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's these blockbusters. It's like before the A-Team came out, we all knew the A-Team was going to suck and we all knew why. If any one of us, before the G.I. Joe movie came out, we all knew it was going to suck and we all could have fixed it. If we made a movie version of He-Man, it would be cool. But version of He-Man sucks.
Have the budget to do it. I wouldn't do it. I don't want to ruin the name.
So, Die Antwoord, that South African band, or Die Antwoord, as you guys say, they're in LA next week.
Oh, they should come on our show.
Exactly. But we should try and get them in the movie, because they actually did a short movie themselves, and it was fucking awesome. Like, they are hilarious.
Let me explain something to you really quickly.
The chick from the band was going to be the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, but she didn't get a part. Good idea. The other one's way better at that.
Yeah. I don't think
Big Fucking Megaboat is the version that the, because let's face it, everybody's lame and everybody is stupid and everybody is gay. There's like a couple of people that are sweet.
Yeah.
That's the people that listen to this show.
Yeah.
They need a movie that isn't for the rest of the stupid slow.
It's not for the masses. It's
no, those
movie.
People.
Yeah.
We're going to make the version that you want to listen, you want to watch.
Yeah.
You're welcome, whatever percent you are.
Yeah. It's probably less than 1%, but
this is the.
And I'm gonna make out with everybody on the set.
I have a here's a one line.
I don't even say anything. I just walk over to Allison Eastwood. She's like, "Help me!" And I just make out with her and leave.
Forced grab her around the back and then kiss her. And
who
walk
else
away.
Have we got? Who else, girls? Let's get Jillian Barber in there. I'll tongue action her ass too.
Who else?
I'll tongue dart her.
and David Faustino is gonna play the president.
I'm gonna make out with him as well.
Who?
Bud Bundy from Married with Children.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, he's awesome.
He's going to be president of the United States.
And maybe we can get our celebrity guest who's just outside in there, too, because he's fucking awesome. And apparently he has... Oh, I don't want to give away too much, but... Yeah. Family members of his have been known to act.
Right.
you're starting to give away a lot of this.
Let's not start committing family members of someone that we don't know. Thomas Hayden Church is a really big actor.
Yes.
We know him.
Oh, he'll be in it for sure.
I wonder if Clint Eastwood would be in it.
Oh, come on.
Oh!
Don't even say that.
Let's talk about Dodge. Let's just put it in. What about if he does a thing where he just shows up in a Dodge and says, look, I've done it. It's halftime for Big Fucking Megabyte.
Yeah.
No.
Oh! We could do
it. And then that's it. He just has to drive off. You don't have to do a burnout, Clint. Just cruise off.
Maybe we can get...
It's halftime for Big Fucking
Megabyte. Maybe we can just give Allison a...
It's a popcorn.
Maybe we can just give Allison a camera to go to his house and just shoot an insert that goes...
Halftime for Big Fucking Megabyte. Right in the middle of the movie. He just goes, it's halftime for Big Fucking Megabyte.
Oh! Like instead of the pussy fart, it's just a fucking snippet of Clint Eastwood saying
perfect.
What if this actually
she just sneak up on him while he's like making toast?
Get the fuck away from me. Okay, fine. It's fucking halftime for Big Fucking.
I'm super into that.
Well, what if we have an intermission in the movie, like in the old days, like a full-on, and that's when he says it's halftime for Big Fucking Megabone.
Yeah, like a 3-second intermission.
Yeah, what about if he said it's halftime for Big Fucking Megabone while Ken Block does a Jim Connors fucking 360 around
him? Yeah, Ken Block does donuts around him.
Constantly doing burnouts around Clint Eastwood while he's talking about Big Fucking Megabone.
We could shoot that with just a tights on his face and then have a body double standing wide as he, so we don't have to get him out of water.
Just get his face to say Big Fucking Megabyte.
And we'll insert wherever.
Big Fucking Megabyte.
Same thing, like Thomas Hayden Church, if you're listening, like give us 15 seconds of your time. Again, I'm willing to write parts for people sitting in cars.
And worst case scenario, calling in over phones. Like, yeah. Just on speakerphone.
Just pull up outside the studio and know your line or else we'll feed it to you. Just say your line.
Matt Damon, if you're listening.
And Leonardo.
Call in. Yeah, and Leonardo. Call in and you can be the car... The thing that talks back to you?
The talking car?
Yes, I want them to be a talking car. Thank you, Josh.
No, I forgot what they called those for a second. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're ever lost, just call your talking car. And it'll show you where to go.
Do you mean like an OnStar system?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, anybody can be OnStar.
Yeah,
okay.
If they can't show up, like can't Matt Damon just be OnStar, like, turn right, shithead, and then that's it. That's all we need you for.
The boat could have OnStar.
Oh. The boat is Matt Damon.
Have you watched?
Mega boat is Matt Damon.
Whoever's the biggest celebrity that will just do a voiseover becomes the OnStar of the boat.
And have you seen Horrible Bosses, where the OnStar is actually a big character in the movie?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly like that. That'd be great.
OnStar, also known as talking car.
Yes. What I might do is bring a camera and leave it here for you guys. If you start writing one-liners, you just take the people outside when they're leaving and get them to shoot it with like a blue background. You can just fucking pop that in anywhere.
Great. Right.
Be the most star-studded movie.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. Okay. That's right. If we green screen people when they come in.
Same thing, yeah.
I think Rob Corddry might want to take part
perhaps,
in this.
Perhaps Nick Swartzen.
Perhaps.
Swartzen.
Maybe
Ackerman has to be.
Mullen.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking names on my ass. I own you, Ackerman.
Can we make Ackerman ugly like Charlize Theron in
Monster? What? Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's a departure from her usual thing.
And you can still make out with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just come in to make out with her ugly face.
Yeah.
Great. She looks hideous in the movie, but I know what I'm making out with.
You know who I don't want to commit, but I'm mates with her, is Nancy Cartwright.
Who's that?
Is it the voice of Bart Simpson?
There you go.
I know.
Answer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, maybe it's you're answering, but yeah, she's cool.
I know somebody who's tight with her, too. We could triage. We could double team her, so to speak.
Well, I think we just need to start getting some one-liners, because that'll be fucking
okay,
perfect.
Okay, the elephant in the room, obviously.
Is what is this?
The boat. No, not the story. Have you seen The Woods?
How do you make a boat in the movie?
What are we going to do about the boat?
Okay, if you want to do this guerrilla style in the next month, The new Star Trek is being shot outside my house, and the entire set of Star Trek's there.
Shut up.
We can shoot that night vision. I swear to God, I have a photo.
Oh,
I'll show
God,
you.
That's awesome.
And it's right outside my fucking house.
It's just like the Enterprise sitting in somebody's backyard.
In my backyard. Not somebody's. My fucking backyard.
Our boat. The big fucking megaboat is the Enterprise.
That's amazing.
Let's start now. What are we waiting for? Let's get out of here. Take your new buddy and let's go down there.
My new super friend.
We'll make a theme song in the car.
I'll show you. It's literally parked outside my house. It's so funny because they got a security guard during the day, and I said, what movie is this? He's like, I can't tell you. It's like, is it the new Transformers? He's like, no, it's Star Trek. I'm like, that's you're obviously not a very smart security guard, but I'll show you. It's fucking awesome.
So wow.
We have that, and then, you know, obviously if we do an interior stuff.
Fred Durst has to say, shade my friends tonight.
In interior, we just had to find areas that kind of look boatish.
Boat shippy, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for what we're actually talking about, what I really think we are capable of doing, like, I would be willing to look into what does it cost to... I mean, there's sets all over this town. What would it cost to get the interior of a boat for a day or two that somebody would use in a movie at some point?
What about a boat?
Yeah, that's other things.
Probably we could just rent a boat for a day.
There's a Queen Mary down in Long Beach. You can just go roll around in there.
And that could also be, maybe that's not the big fucking megaboat, but maybe that's like the other boat that's fighting against the big fucking megaboat.
Well, then we still need to figure out, that doesn't solve the ultimate question of getting the big fucking megaboat.
Thank God Allison Eastwood's the director.
I'm saying if
I've got this gigantic boat, it's the big fucking megaboat's arch nemesis. You guys should be all set.
No. Yeah. No. My point is, if you're using this Star Trek set as
can
big
we use
megaboat,
a megaboat, can we use a boat in a bathtub?
That was my. That was definitely my head.
Right, the little
idea.
You know, they used to do it in the '50s.
Yes,
tiny little miniatures.
Yeah,
yeah, that might work. Yeah, here's the Enterprise outside my house.
I can't remember the last time I was this excited. This is amazing.
Also, see, that's the interior. So obviously, it's just a set that's life size. and it's like, and they're going to be shooting into that, but that...
Oh, you'd have to break into it.
No, there's no fence.
Yeah, but it's covered, you can't see what it is exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm far away, I'm like 100 feet away. Like, once you're on top of it...
We could get a boat. Let's get it's beside the point, we don't need the boat, we need the studio. You're right, Michael. We need to get a place where we're doing acting inside a boat.
We should really start looking into that. Mike in Canada, always dependable, says one of our celebrity cameos should just be someone saying,
That's a big
fucking mega boat.
Yeah. Right?
Easy. Anybody. Like, Thomas Hayden Church, just pull up outside, get out of your car, pretend to be looking in the distance, and say that.
That's a big fucking mega boat.
Man, there's so many people that could say that and it would make it fun every time.
Maybe it's just a montage of a bunch of people saying that. Like five different celebrities, like, that's a big mega boat!
Big fucking mega boat.
Yeah.
Based on the comment you said, I have to ask a question. Is the big fucking mega boat the good boat or the bad boat?
Mm. Well, we don't really know.
I feel like it's the bad boat. I feel like that's the enemy.
But then.
No, fuck! Anything called mega is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read you the one line plot description of the movie Battleship from the IMDb. A fleet of ships is forced to do battle with an armada of unknown origins in order to discover and thwart their destructive goals.
Oh, wow. So there's more than one boat.
And based on that, there's more than one boat.
Well, in the game Battleship, there's tons of boats.
Yeah. There's like five little boats and two slightly bigger boats.
TJ Levin texted me and said we could use Lake Mead.
Oh, yeah. That's where they shot Piranha 3D, right?
Yes.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
It is a great movie. Okay. We could get those houseboats, and that could be our big fucking mega boat. It's not really that big. It's kind of lame. You know what? Scratch that idea completely.
That's why
I think we do miniatures. Like, miniatures are definitely the answer for a lot of this shit.
Yeah.
Because then, I don't know who's a miniature nerd, who wants to get them and paint them. I'm not pointing fingers, but
why can't it just be some shit plastic boat?
Because if we're going to shoot tight to make it look big, it needs to be as legit as possible,
right?
And then we can really shoot like 50-50, so half underwater, half on top, and do the whole like
this isn't going to look like a bathtub. It's going to look
legit.
Okay.
As long as it actually is a bathtub. I don't care how legit you make it, as long as I know it's a bathtub.
Yeah, a super detailed miniature boat going up against a giant rubber duck.
If anybody has...
I love that. And then Tiggy walks in and just fucks everything up. Yeah. Like, oh no!
Godzilla.
Oh, we could definitely have like a Godzilla, like if you want somebody's baby to be like Mothra or something.
Tiggy, we just paint Tiggy green and put like fucking little tight purple shorts on him. He has the exact same feet as Hulk.
Hulk.
Like, his ankles and feet, they're just so fat and massive, and he's just such a boulder nugget.
That's awesome.
Anyone's ideas? 855-ALICE-41. Tom, you are on.
Yes, I'm thinking about Tom Green. Get him in there. Remember, he was in...
Tom Green's a proper actor, and he should be in the movie. Well done. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, Tom Green is in the movie, saying that. Well, I think Tom Green would do some acting for us. What about Drew Barrymore? Well, we can't have both, I just realized.
No, we probably can't.
We're going to have to give up Barrymore for Green.
We can try.
Although Rihanna and Chris Brown did just release their single together, so anything is possible.
Mm. They did?
Well, you don't have to be in the same room to have a single
song. So disgusting.
Yeah. Stay tuned for New Music Tuesday to find out more about it.
Also, someone like a Fred Durst, if he wanted to be involved with something like that, could be in the movie, could also contribute to the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
If he could be convinced to do...
My Friends Tonight.
Would he give him a track and he's thinking Shave My Friends Tonight on top of it, and that's just somewhere in there?
I can already hear it.
Shave My Friends Tonight.
Yeah, if he's going to have a music cameo, it's got to be a guitar solo.
Shave My Friends Tonight. Oh.
Speaking of which,
Fred Durst guitar
slash.
Solo.
Speaking of which, slash, yeah.
855-ALICE-41.
I definitely also think that we should have the biggest celebrities that we know should at least be executive producers. Like, from executive producer, slash.
Yeah.
Hey, slash, you want to be the executive producer?
From,
okay, done.
From executive producer.
Hello,
Eastwood.
Jason Osho.
Yeah, this is Calvin. I got an idea for the ending of it.
Yeah, what?
Well, you can have it like, you wake up in the bathtub and all kinds of little boats in there.
No. Hello, Jason Ellis Show, 855-ALICE-41.
Yo, what's up? This is Mitch from A-Town.
Hello, Mitch. Welcome to the show.
What's up? Hey, you gotta get Joe Rogan in there, man. He's one of the straight-edge motherfuckers of now. He knows what's up.
One of the straight-edge motherfuckers of now?
What the fuck was that? That made no fucking sense at all.
When I think of a straight edge person, I know.
When I think of great straight edges, I think of Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I think of Creed. I don't think of Rogan.
They can't invent drugs fast enough for Joe Rogan.
Or enough of them.
That random guy's comment made me not want to have Joe Rogan a part of anything I know. It was such a turnoff of Joe Rogan. He's fucking on point, straight edge. What?
But the only thing that would be like a departure for Rogan would be to play a gay guy. Like, that would be awesome.
He was in that movie with Kevin James. He was good in it. He can act.
Oh, yeah, no.
He was like the bad guy with Kevin James. He co-starred in a movie, in a Hollywood movie.
News Radio 10 years ago was fucking hilarious.
That's one of my favorite
shows.
Huge
on that, yeah.
Danny.
Somebody suggest the line, we are going to need a bigger big fucking megaboat.
Who said that?
That is Chris Walker.
Chris Walker.
Walker Man 7500.
You're a fucking champion.
Okay, so let's...
We're going to need a bigger fucking megaboat. And then I just start making out with Malin Ackerman.
I think
we're going to need a bigger fucking boat.
For key cost members, I think a trip to the Bahamas is necessary, and here's the reason why.
Oh, I'm already in.
I have friends at the Atlantis, so mm-hmm. we get free accommodation, and then where we shoot Shark Week with all those sharks, just mm-hmm. off of Stewart Cove, we go shoot there, and that's where they shot Open Water, so that whole shark survival movie, mm-hmm. and for some of the cast members, they should be eaten by sharks. Like, yeah. I think it's like, you know, and maybe just two or three people, but we have one or two.
What about Cumtard? He's pretty much fired anyway. Just fucking feed him to the sharks. Well, Danny on the phone.
Beats Pain Severance.
What up, Wayne?
What do you got, man?
Hey, man, I think you should get Josh Koscheck to be the captain of the big fucking megaboat.
Why?
Because he's fucking Josh Koscheck and he's out of control. And if a big fucking megaboat starts to get attacked, he can just start kicking the shit out of the other boat in the bathtub.
Yeah, it's stupid. Doesn't really work.
Mm-mm. What can the big fucking megaboat do? Why is it so awesome?
Shoot stuff. There's massive parties. There's like different rooms that have parties in the room.
And I think the only weapons it should have are lasers. Because
it's more like a pirate ship.
Just because it's very easy to do.
Yeah, because you can't do missiles practically.
It's kind of a pirate ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big fucking mega boat. Mega is a word that is used when things are awesome.
Yeah. It's like
so
awesome.
It's a big fucking mega boat.
And I think it should be matte black. Also easy.
No, because that's over. Same. So is dubstep. You got to move on.
Matt Black, no? It's just easy.
No, you can't murder anything anymore. It's all fucking played out.
You're right. Let's make it a bright pink.
I have no problem with
it. I'm closer to that than Matt Black.
Yeah, I'll go Matt Pink.
Matt Pink.
Oh, fuck, I might do that. That's so badass. Matt Pink Dodge Challenger.
Ooh.
You ain't fucking me, man. Matt Pink.
It's in the notes.
Matt Pink.
Matt Pink.
Okay.
Also a great...
Dropping an N-bomb right now, man. Fuck.
Also a great stage name.
You said you had no African-American friends. I was hurt. Like, I was listening. I was like, dude, that's not cool.
No, I didn't. I said I didn't have any black, that many black friends.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. We didn't say
that. You're not black.
Mm.
Well, I got black friends. I don't hang out with them anymore.
Mm. Okay.
We don't have a black friend on the show, as we need. We don't need anything. What the fuck am I talking about?
We also need a woman. We just need a black woman to join
Steven.
The show.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Loving the show. I love the idea. You got to get Everlast on the soundtrack to write, like, the main theme song.
Thanks for being a genius, dude. I agree. Steven, a champion, calls in, says we're awesome. I agree. Obviously, we are. Dark King!
Dark Kings during the day.
The Dark Kings of radio.
I remember from the trailer, the battleship in the trailer had some sort of, like, cannonball on a chain that it used to, like, wreak havoc and destroy a bunch of shit. It would be cool if this boat had some sort of, like, super weapon like that.
It's gonna need a super weapon, yeah.
Can we shoot people at other boats?
Shoot, you mean, like, watch people at the boats?
Shoot smaller boats.
Oh, oh, that's awesome.
Imagine getting hit by a small boat.
Right. I mean, these, bear in mind, these are actually fairly large boats.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
nothing compared to the big boats.
No, they're like a neon. Shooting neon boats.
Yeah,
and here's the crazy part. They're being driven by kamikazes.
Yeah, watching like 15-footer kamikaze boats.
But that's how we get. You know, I mean, some of them are driven. Fred Durst is in one. You know, when you just shoot my friends tonight, you're going to get shot out of the mega boat right before he hits. Shoot my friends tonight, motherfucker! Right? There's your cameo. You can do it in your car. You're not in a car. You're in the fucking boat. You're in a bullet.
You're in a boat bullet. Yeah.
Boat bullet.
This is. Really sweet
song right there. Boat bullet, boat bullet. Hey, Steve, come on, people, let's fire
man.
Up.
The bad boat should be captained by Muska's retarded ass, and it should say Muska Kills on the hull.
I don't know if we can get him.
Yeah, no,
I don't have any problem with writing Muska Kills on the boat somewhere, though.
Oh, no, it should have it on there. It should definitely have it on there. 855-LS-41. Come on, people. Yeah, let's do this. Like, remember the woodsman? Let's fucking flex right
so
now.
So what do we have so far? Like, this, just to recap, it's a big fucking mega boat versus another boat. And we have...
Right. People versus every boat, all boats. Oh.
We need a...
There's got to be a protagonist. Bro.
Yeah, maybe it's Somali pirates, like those guys that keep jacking people.
They're the good guys?
No, the bad guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Or is that too racial?
No, it's just boring.
Mm.
It needs to be like a boat full of trannies or something.
Evil trannies?
Oh, evil trannies?
Rabid monkeys, huh?
What?
Rabid monkeys?
That's a way harder thing to get in a boat. I can get a bunch of evil trannies. I can't get a bunch of monkeys.
Unless you have monkey connections.
No, the monkey
about.
Suits are way easier. You can put
Because we could go back to the monkeys taking over the world thing.
What Planet of the Apes meets Battleship?
And then one of the monkeys goes, no! Like, that's one of the lines. No! Shave my friends tonight!
And maybe people...
Stay frosty!
Maybe that's it, is that the monkeys go covert, and that's his big speech there. Is you just insert some commas in Fred's line. He goes, shave my friends tonight. All these dudes go in, but you know that they're actually shaved monkeys.
You know, and you know what, Mike? Work is if you have the celebrity in the beginning before they morph into the monkey, so you have them for a very short period, and then the monkey celebrity is in the rest of the movie, so you don't need them for the whole thing. So like before the transformation, it's Fred Durst, and then for the rest of the movie, you have Fred Durst monkey. Yeah.
Hello, Joe in San Diego.
What's up, man? Yeah, I got an idea for a freaking megaboat. It's one of those big-ass speedboats on Havasu, and it's all packed, and the speedboat comes rolling through, and it just rips off the freaking bikinis off all the chicks and makes them hot.
All I heard is bikinis getting ripped off, and I'm into it. I think it's a great idea.
I think the underwater lesbian scene from Piranhas 3D is inspirational, and we should try and shoot for something like that. Like, definitely...
I'll make out with Marlon Ackerman underwater.
Naked chicks underwater is
yes.
Good.
She's naked.
Naked chick ballet, definitely.
I'm into that. I'll do it for the movie.
Oh, obviously.
Similarly, inspiration from Prod 3D, including your jet skis somehow, seems like a good idea.
Oh, of course. No, I'm going to battle.
Jumping jet skis.
I'll jump the fuck out of my jet ski.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's better be, this better be summertime. It's fucking cold out there right now.
Are we using Andy Bell? Because he's really good at that big
Andy
inflatable
Bell should be
thing.
In it.
Because he does that inflatable jumpy thing.
Well, we can't set up the inflatable jumpy thing. It doesn't make any sense. How does Big Mug fucking Megaboat have a jumpy thing?
Right. It doesn't. But, like, there's definitely scenes where it's, like, before
wait,
the
what,
storm...
Wait, we're in a battle and all of a sudden there's a massive fucking rainbow caterpillar in
no,
the lake?
No, the storm before the... the calm before the storm. Like, you need to establish the fact that things are all fine.
Oh, we're having
before.
A good time in yeah. the lake with Andy Bell and then all
the
of a sudden
ocean.
Big fucking... Yeah. A bunch of trannies in a boat start attacking.
Well, no, no, no. What if it's a lake? What if the big fucking megaboat is landlocked?
I'm into it. I'm into
how
it.
How did he get there?
It's like a Loch Ness monster.
Oh, Nessie.
If you bring the war to this one particular lake, you're fucked.
What about if we battle against a submarine?
Ooh. Okay,
submarine
great.
Is easy to do.
The evil ship is right. not a. It's a submarine. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Full of trannies.
Well, the evil ship should be, I think it should be rabid monkeys, and then the trannies will be on the submarine.
Full of monkeys.
I feel like the big fucking megaboat should be the evil ship. And whoever's fighting against it should be the good
see,
ship.
See, we disagree. We think we should all be in big fucking megaboat just kicking ass.
Well, what about this? We can have it both ways. The big fucking megaboat, because Josh, you had the idea, I don't know if we want to give away a spoiler on the air, but what if the...
He's gay.
The big. Yeah, yeah. So after we talked about
thanks for having me.
After we talked about you blowing all those dudes,
thank you for stopping by.
I had a really good idea. What if there's the big fucking megaboat that's bad, but then at the very
turns
end of the movie,
good.
No, there is an even
there's
bigger.
There's a bigger boat.
Oh, yeah. That's not the big fucking megaboat.
Oh yeah,
there's
you thought
a
that was the
big fucking yeah. megaboat.
You thought that was the big fucking megaboat. And this is a big fucking megaboat.
And then we have an Australian dude saying that's not a big fucking megaboat. This,
right.
Like,
sure.
Dundee.
Oh, Grant Cobb has a sick idea.
Or Clint Eastwood.
Outlaw jet ski gang. Outlaw jet ski gang.
Oh, Mad Max style.
The Swells Angels. Sick idea. The Swells Angels.
That's awesome.
We gotta have whores with no tops on the back.
Do we have access to any little people? Do you think Wee Man would be into this?
No, I don't want midgets in my movie.
No, little people, I think.
I don't want little people in the movie.
Okay. What about
Wee Man could be in the movie, but not as a little person, just as Wee Man.
What about another Tony Hawk cameo?
Tony Hawk is still my friend. I don't know why. It's and or how, but
it's still
he nice. Replied to a text message the other day. So he is still my friend. So I am baffled by this, but yet why not drag him into another movie where there's, you know, I mean, shit that he shouldn't be connected
to. I think The Woodsman did great things for his career.
It showed his range.
It's on IMDb.
I don't know about
you. Appearances.
But I'm not going out like that. Greatest line in the movie.
So good, yeah.
Fucking mustache. Just duct tape to his face.
Two Australians and he has to do an Australian accent. It's great.
It's the best ever. Yeah. 855 LS41. Come on, fucking people. Sean in South Dakota.
Hey, Jay, I think you're missing the best choice for the voice of the Megaboat, and to be Frank DeCaro.
Ooh, that's a good idea, dude. Thank you. But I think Frank DeCaro should be in the movie. I don't think he should.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
I think he could do it.
And we can get him. I feel like the Thomas Hayden Churches and all these guys, let's be serious, they like the show, but they ain't fucking showing up.
Although, I mean,
we got to get their voice.
Frank DeCaro does, like, live on the other side of the country, and Thomas Hayden Church comes here every once in a while.
I know what you're saying. If we're going to get some person to fucking talk into their iPhone and send us an MP3, it's going to be Matt Damon. It's not going to be Frank DeCaro.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
And I think people like that would be good, especially because, you know, people use the two-way radios a lot in the movies. That would be great to have, like, all the different celebrities being on two-way
what
radios.
What about if we're in big fucking megaboat and we've got, like, that, hey, you know what I mean, where are you? And then just one time there's just Matt Damon go, I'm at home. Not even really in this movie. Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, I was just scanning the...
Right.
What about this? Like, it goes, so I'm like, fuck, we need help, we need backup. And it goes, this is Jamie Beswick. You know, back to you in the studio. You're like, what the fuck does that have to do? You can just throw those in.
Everybody, just think about the credits at the end and then work backwards from there.
That's the best way to make a movie. I mean, that's what they do with a lot of these things.
I feel the phones are now working. People are working.
Three-second parts in the movie.
A couple people think Jaeger Beard should be a evil pirate captain of some kind.
I think you should definitely have your own small boat for a small cameo where you have 17 shots of Jägermeister and we just film you for an hour and we snip that into the movie.
I think that's totally fair.
And the stuff we don't use can be at the end as a blooper.
LSmania.com. Just a drunk fucking raw dog on a little boat dressed as a pirate.
With a little parrot on my shoulder.
A little parrot. Hello, Scuba.
Hey, Hey, I was going to say, if this megaboat's full of bitches, Raw Dog should be in the movie and have the one condom he tries to lend to everybody.
Do you still have that condom?
What do you think? I'm holding onto it for, like, safekeeping?
No, for the next time you
it's
have
going,
sex.
It's going in my, like, little treasure box? No.
You put it back in your pocket.
I think it's still in your wallet.
You've been pissing into it for, like, 8 months. Hello, Jason Ellis Show. You're live with me.
Hey, I got an idea King. About the boat.
Yeah, what about the boat?
How about, like, playing off the submarine idea? Instead of Captain Nemo, how about Captain Steve-O?
Ooh.
It's not terrible.
Steve-O is the captain. Captain Steve-O.
It's got a good ring to it.
It does.
Captain Steve-O. He's too mega.
But that's the
he's
thing.
He's allegedly going out with somebody who was allegedly going out with somebody...
George Clooney.
Which means we can get George Clooney.
Right.
Oh.
Charlize Theron.
Clooney.
Yeah, we know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
These people.
Well, I think you know, if we do it right, like, you can literally, any time he comes in the studio, if we build a little set out there, like, that's just dials and shit, and you shoot it tight, you could totally
you know what?
Do it.
Here's the idea. Let's spend money on making the inside of Big Fucking Megaboat, make it in the prize chamber, and then every time you come on the show, you're just in Big Fucking Megaboat.
Totally, yeah.
When you leave, you've got a you're in big room, fucking yeah. Megaboat.
Hey, Will.
Yeah, even
can't
if you just,
turn the
if,
studio into
if you
big
make one of those corners.
What do you mean? We just don't tell him. Just like just start adding some. So
too
you're,
late.
Are
you listening?
Decorating
are you listening to this?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Genius, do you mind if we spend a couple grand to make the green room look like the inside of the
Welcome, Firestarter.
I don't care if you spend 5 cents on burning it down.
okay, great.
It's all good.
Oh, Red Dragon.
Well, I think, like, and just from a directorial point of view, you should have two different, like, corners, and then you can put, like, so if someone's having a conversation, you could shoot one way or shoot the other, rather than having celebrities in front of the same side all the time. So you could have a banter
well, come in,
people.
Like, on a weekend, and we'll figure it out. Yeah. Okay.
Somebody suggests a Waterworld homage, where somebody has to drink their own piss because they're stranded in the water.
Block that person on Twitter. I don't understand how I'm drinking urine now. Like, I'm trying to make out with fucking half a... With a bunch of hot chicks.
How gangster is that to drink your own urine
it's
and then make out
at
with
all.
A hot chick?
The problem is urine...
Okay, no, I'm into that. No. I'll piss into my mouth and then make out with Marlon Ackerman.
The thing is, urine doesn't hydrate you. Like, in a survival situation, it's fucking terrible. It's really, really bad.
It's an unnecessary answer to a stupid question.
Yeah, what, mine? His. Oh, yeah.
His question.
Oh, yeah. No, like, if you're in a survival situation, don't fucking drink your own urine. It makes you worse off.
Hello, Zach. But if you are going to fight Leo Machida, you drink it to match him.
Only in the morning, though.
Straight. Oh, it's so hideous. Hello.
Yeah, I had an idea. I thought maybe you could take some seaweed and tentacle arms and put on Papa 50, make him a sea monster.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I definitely think we should have, if we're going to have a submarine...
He's just covered in seaweed.
We should have an underwater kelp forest scene where some of the divers leave one of the boats or at least go fix the boats underwater and you have like a horror kind of scene. Because underwater shit sells and it's easy to shoot.
Okay, underwater scene. Also, this is practical but good. Mike in Canada says if there's a celebrity that we just need to shoehorn in, we could always have after the credits the celebrity being like, "Where? Okay, I'm here."
Yeah, what the fuck?
When the fuck? Where's your fucking megaboat?
Yeah.
Even though we don't need anything. You can do that out on the street. Yeah. If somebody here is willing to say that, we can stick them
like,
on.
I've been fucking calling Raw Dog for the last 3 hours, and the phone's not fucking working. What the hell's going on?
Just after the credits?
I have no problem with that.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And then you just run in and, like, kick them.
So is there monkeys in the boat? Is there monkeys in the bad boat, right? In the submarine.
Yeah, I mean, we're still working out the plot thing. I don't think we have a clear idea
solid
of the
idea,
plot
yeah.
thing.
Fucking megaboat.
I'm not worried about it.
No well, way. Even if there's just one monkey, like, as an homage to Planets of the Apes, like, I just think a gorilla would be cool cruising around.
Right, I mean, the stock way to do this is you've got, like, a core group of good guys, mm-hmm. and they're, like, you know, a ragtag team, and they all have got different skills and different personalities. Maybe one of them is a monkey, who knows? Yeah. And they're going up against the bad guys. Maybe the bad guys are fighting the big fucking megaboat, maybe they are the big fucking megaboat, whichever way you want to do it. But there's
what about
reason.
A big fucking megaboat is evil and we're all there and we're all being killed by a big fucking megaboat?
Right.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm imagining.
And then you don't have to have any other enemies of
oh,
that
so
are out
and
there.
The good guys had to work together to take down big fucking megaboat and take back the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could even have a celebrity or something like a big fucking megaboat could have like a brain, you know, like a Wizard of Oz
big
kind
fucking
of
megaboat
thing.
Is a gnarly yes. dinosaur boat. Ghost.
Right, exactly. Right.
So there are no people in Big
no,
Fucking
I get
Megaboat.
You.
But at the center of it, there could be
People are having
Thomas
fun.
Thomas Church is
right.
The...
Right. So yeah. People are having fun on the lake, enjoying themselves jet skiing, and all of a sudden, big fucking megaboat comes and just cuts all their heads off.
Yes.
Right. Now people are scared to go back to the lake because they've heard there's a massive, aggressive boat there that kills people.
And
then we go there...
Like not on my
we go there on Kawasaki jet skis to fuck big fucking megaboats.
So
we fight big fucking megaboats.
Angels are fighting big fucking megaboats.
Yeah,
so.
And there's things in there, there's hallucinating things in there where you're looking, you get separated and you're by yourself... And all of a sudden, one room turns into Marlon Ackerman, and she's saying she wants to make out with you.
Oh,
and you make
great.
Out with her, and you're not making out with her. You're making out with big fucking megaboats tentacles.
Yes.
Tentacle
on a wall. If you take a drug or something, you could be think you're making out with Marlon Ackerman, but you're actually making out with Tom Green.
And then I have to make out with Marlon Ackerman and Tom Green?
Pretty much.
Look, fuck.
Yeah, you're getting ocean fever, and you don't know what's what anymore.
Lake fever.
Lake fever.
Hello, Jason Ellisher, 8554.
Hey, man, can I talk about the boat?
This is me, dude. It's Jason Ellis. You got straight through. Go.
Hey, Ellis.
Yes.
Hey, mate. What about having Forrest Griffin as the monkey? Because that fucker looks like a monkey.
Yeah, he should be in the movie. Yeah, let's get. He is. Thanks,
yeah,
Steve. That's
sure.
A great. He's just a great looking guy.
And the transformation from him to monkey is believable. Like, not saying he's bad looking, just
no. If you put fur on his face and he just says, "Shave my friends and I," it'll be terrible.
And he's got a huge reach, so he's like close to Simeon there.
He's very babooning.
Yeah.
Hello, Rob.
Yo, you think you can get Joanna Angel to be some kind of sexy ass mermaid?
There you go, Rob. Thanks, dude. I was thinking Joanna Angel could just be in the big fucking megaboat, like involved in some sort of sex thing, and that's like, you know, you're like. She reels you in, like, come in here, and then
like
you go
siren.
In there.
Oh, she's a siren. There
she
you go.
Get, we should get a bunch of sirens.
Yeah.
It could be one of them.
What's a siren?
It's like, it used to happen with sailors. They'd, like, lure people in, and eventually they'd get, like,
basically,
killed.
Hot naked chicks on an island singing amazingly sexy songs that are so beautiful that you feel like you want to jump off your boat and swim to them, and then you starve to death.
It's a booby trap.
Yeah.
Double.
We should have a literal booby trap.
Pretty good.
Let's have the first booby trap in the history of movies.
Just giant disembodied boobs sticking out of the lake.
And before one of the guys dies, he's like, "Oh fuck, it's a booby trap."
What about this? What about you're in the water? You're in the water.
It's half time for booby traps.
Oh. He can just say half time for everything. What about if the boat is a Dodge Ram?
Why if the boat's a Dodge Challenger? Yeah. What if it's just a fucking...
Because I'll tell you why. Because if it is a Dodge Challenger, it's probably mine and you're not touching it.
Is there a lake in Detroit?
There's a river, right?
It's half time Detroit. I'm thirsty.
What if it's the Lake Michigan?
Or something?
Great
Lakes. Yeah. Fine.
The second biggest lake in the world.
What if it's the Toyota big fucking megaboat?
After Ricky Lake.
After Ricky Lake.
Oh, let's do the movie on Ricky Lake. maybe the lake's just called Ricky Lake.
You can just call the lake Ricky Lake.
Let's go, it's called.
Quick cameo, we want to like roll some boats across your chest. Because you're Ricky Lake.
It's got to be Ricky Lake.
It's the Ricky Lake, yeah.
But no, if you have the Toyota big fucking mega boat and, you know, the good guys are all in, like,
why
Dodge.
Why is it a Toyota? It's
because,
a Dodge.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's the good guys are all in, like, Dodges, and the bad guy is, like, it's a Toyota boat. And
no.
There's some subtext to it.
No. Not into it.
Right. Mm. Nationalism and racism.
Yeah.
That's our subtext.
Jamie in Ontario.
First of all, if you're going to have those hot bitches luring everyone in, Tom Green should be in a wig and he should be the ringleader. And second of all, I was going to say, at the end of the movie, you should pan out and the whole story took place in a fish tank.
No and no. What about this? You're drowning and a shark comes, but it's not a shark, it's tits. Because I would just like to see tits come out of the water like a shark fin.
Okay, I'm
not the person.
No, I know what you mean.
Just the boobies.
Right.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then
that's
just,
doable.
Like, the nips,
totally doable.
Yeah. The nips just come out and then they start coming out after you.
Perfect.
Some titties, just like imagine seeing some titties.
Instead of like a shark fin poking out of the water, just like the top of a nipple.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know what it is for a couple of seconds.
That's the thing.
Like a crocodile, you know when a crocodile's eyes come out?
Yeah,
just bloop, and they're out, and then it goes back in. You're like, wait, that fucking look like they could be in the movie all the time. There's an evil fucking titty creature in Ricky Lake.
It could even be, you don't know. The movie could open with big fucking megaboat, which could have like a submarine quality, and it could be that there's a tit coming out of the water, but then as it comes all the way out, the top of big fucking megaboat
is a giant boot.
Is a giant boot.
Oh,
and I have the camera that we used on the net on the Discovery Special Speed of Life, so we can shoot stuff like the size of your thumbnail that's full screen in HD. So like the dimples and all that on nipple will look like a head. Like you wouldn't know what the fuck it is, and we could do that often.
It would make more sense to be terrified of a dick chasing you in the water, though.
Do you really want to put a dick in our movie?
Do we really want a dick boat in our movie?
No, it's going to be like that Marlon movie. What's it? Watchmen.
There was a dick boat in that?
No, there was just a dick in the movie the whole time.
Was it?
Yeah, the big blue one.
Blue guy. Blue guy had a stick out the whole time.
What's that guy's name?
Blue guy.
Billy Crudup?
Yeah, that guy's a dick.
AKA Dr. Manhattan.
And he looks cold.
I miss that bit. Hello, Jason Ellis Show.
Hey, it's got an idea for George Takei as a ridiculously macho guy going a little bit.
He's not a part of the show. He's not a part of the show.
No, I know.
That's Howard Stern's guy. He won't come on the show. I've hit him up before.
Okay, then what about a scene? And I'll keep it quick. A scene in it where you got one of the ships in there, and all of a sudden a giant poopy drops in, and it pans back, and it's your mom's fish tank.
Oh, God, why is everybody?
Here's an idea that you will like. I already lost the tweet. Sorry to whoever came up with this. What if Malin Ackerman plays a super manly dude and you make out with that dude?
I'm into that.
Yeah. That's not gay.
Nah, hell no.
I don't really care if it is.
I'm
trying to make out with Malin Ackerman.
Make out with me again. It would be cool to get William Shatner.
You realize this movie's going down, and they're like in action. You guys are like in action, and I start making out with Malin Ackerman. Do you know what that means?
What?
It means I won.
Yes.
It means I'm the winner of everything.
Is there room for Ked Block to do some donuts or some cool rally stuff, and then like Big Mega Boat just smashes him?
Runs over his car. It's a big budget. And tucks in that car.
Unless Big Megabug can crash into the sides and create floods and make like wash him away.
Oh yeah, just a tidal wave washes him away.
And then we can do a little monster car with shot macro slow motion. And we have to use a lot of miniatures because I don't think we can get a big fucking Megabug, and I don't think we can really destroy cars.
No, I don't want budget. To. I want to. Let's be realistic. We're gonna get this movie done.
With miniatures, you can do it. Like that's the thing. It can look legit.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So I think that is theoretically something we could do.
Oh, tidal wave going down a river and
washing away like a
Ken
nature
car, yeah.
Could we have a date where we go to like this Lake Mead and film all this stuff and have like we get like a bunch of people to show up and be extras, like have a bunch of weird pirate?
Oh, yeah, all you do is have a fucking party and invite everyone and just, have casting and put makeup
on. I'm not sure, so I don't want to. But I'm trying to get new. I might have a sponsor, and if I do, if that car is available, I really want to have like an event and do that fight ten people 1 minute round, and then auction the car off and get Sean a dick. I really want to get him a dick.
How much is it going to cost?
14 G's.
Hmm.
My truck's worth 14 G's.
Yeah.
But can't just sell it. Like I want to make an event out of it.
Yeah. Well, it's for him. Yeah. Well, if we do it at the end of May or so, then it'll be really nice out. When do you want to do this?
No, it's got to be done in May.
Okay, yeah. So
we probably want to be next month. We want to spend filming it.
Well, it's still nice out in Lake Mead. Then I mean, there's one suck in the water.
Deal with it. How far away is Lake Mead? I've never been.
It's about Vegas.
Huh?
It's about Vegas, so we can have a party at Vegas and then take everyone there the next day.
We go hard rock nights, party and then. Yeah.
Gotcha. And then Saturday night is at Lake Mead, and we just film all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I was live on Ellis Mania yesterday, talking to the crew. And someone was saying, why don't you bring Death, Death, Die to Canada to play? I think we should do that. I think we should get back into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Canada's a good place to not do the show, but the band.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I would do it.
Just saying, if you want to go.
I'll go.
If you go to Vancouver, I want to go with.
I think Death, Death, Die should go to Vancouver. I think we should start getting down there.
I think you should film it, too.
Yeah, we should film the movie in Vancouver.
Some of it.
It's cheaper.
It is cheaper, exactly.
Is it still cheaper, or is that officially over?
Well, it's cheaper if you're actually making a real movie. Not the way we do it.
Dude, we don't really pay for much. We just try and,
Right, that's like unions and location fees and all that shit. We should do this as official as it needs to be. Like, if we're going to go to Lake Mead, we have to actually have a permit that when we show up,
we do it legit, yeah.
Unlike last time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So when do we need to really start? Okay, when do we need to be done shooting this for it to really come out and say May 15th?
Who's gonna post it? Are you gonna edit it?
I could be the editor. Absolutely.
We can shoot it all. If we do it for, like, if we shoot solid for a week, we should be fine. And, like, that's including miniatures, stunts, all that shit. Get a prop design or a whatever to build all that shit outside, and then you can tell us where we can get miniatures and that. Mm-hmm. A week is fine. And then a week going into post, and then maybe 2 weeks edit, so a month.
I think we should try to get a script together as soon as possible. It doesn't have to be definite, but, like, if we have a big celebrity in here tomorrow and they're willing to do it,
we want to know, like, what characters they're going to be playing.
And the other thing is we should really try and storyboard it, because that'll make it a lot easier, especially if we're shooting pickups here and there. It's going to be fucking easier if we storyboard it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Just, yeah.
I'm a terrible artist. I'm the wrong person to pick that to be storyboarding for it. But.
Well, we'll figure it out. I mean, I'm on the road for the next 2 weeks, but I can do stuff via email, so we definitely start rolling.
Big fucking Megaboat is on its way to becoming a movie.
I think that is the case.
You like a fucking fruit roll-up. Like a bag of wet fruit roll-up.
And he'll eat an adult rat, so he'll eat a rat this big.
Like, I would like to watch that. Yeah, in a big fucking Megaboat where all of a sudden a rat just gets attacked by a frog. And you're just like, look out, like it saved Marlon Ackerman from a frog attacking her.
A demon frog.
Like, you know when King Kong had a fight with the snake?
Yeah.
Frog could eat a rat, and I'll be like, look out. Maybe that didn't work.
Maybe. I mean, like, maybe that. Is there nuclear waste in this at all? Is there mutants? Are we going to do anything like that?
Well, yeah. What powers the big fucking Megaboat? Maybe it is nuclear waste. Who knows?
Maybe it's run by nukes and it can leak a little bit of nuke here and there. So frogs get all atomic. Right. And fish become all atomic and shit.
And it also causes people to hallucinate that Marlon Ackerman is Tom Green or whatever is going on. Yeah.
Definitely think there should be a chemical aspect to it. Because, I mean, a big Megaboat can't really do much. It's not like it can reach out and grab you, you know?
Great. Who wouldn't watch a movie called Big Fucking Megaboat?
No
if
one.
You don't
Nobody
watch that,
I want to know.
That's all I'm trying to say. Here's my new thing. If I want to go to someone, hey, Big Fucking Megaboat just came out. Want to watch it? Yes or no?
Determines friendship.
Determines whether I want to know you anymore.
That should be like,
Big Fucking Megaboat.
Like, I want to chat to you, but I want to go see this movie, Big Fucking Megaboat. You cool?
Oh, no, sounds pretty stupid.
Done!
Yeah. Like, call me crazy. In the world that we live in nowadays, and the stupid stuff that flies, you can't call a movie a word with fuck, a title with the word fuck in it, but if you could, if there was a movie coming to every theater in America this weekend called Big Fucking Megaboat, would it not be the number one movie in the country? I am not joking.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Michael, I'm not even fucking going there because that movie's so gay and I don't even like that. I'm saying that word fucking. It's really make me uncomfortable. I want to watch Batman 2. I think that's a killer movie.
We'll see.
Batman Returns.
We can go our separate ways to the theater. You can go watch the new Reese Witherspoon vehicle.
Oh, I love Reese Witherspoon. I would like to throw these two
spies are fighting for her heart. They're both spying on her, and they're both in love with her.
Let's make war or whatever the fuck it's called.
That's got Chelsea in it. Chelsea Handler's in that.
Josh in New Jersey.
Hey, I just wanted to say that these little like writer room things you guys always do with your pitching for movies, they're the most fucking hysterical thing I've ever heard. Love listening to the show when you guys do it. And I'm the only asshole on the bus at Rutgers on college campus laughing hysterically, and I don't mind it in the bit. So keep it up.
I will do awesome, so. Have thanks, a good day. Thanks, I hope you learned some stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Rutgers. And not blame
you.
No.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate your comment. No homo. I don't want to fuck you or anything. I just appreciate it.
I'm not thinking about your balls when I'm talking to you.
Bouncing up and down. Really
not imagining them moving around with their scrotum.
Perry in Ventura. Not like I want to drive to Ventura and stroke your shaft. Just Perry in Ventura.
Perry, I've never thought about what your balls would feel like in my mouth.
I was working.
Perry,
like,
I've never wondered what your ass tastes like, but you are on the Jason Hill show.
I want a hairy anus, brother.
You're saying your ass is hairy.
Yeah, well, Perry.
No homo.
Perry, that is definitely not the way I like it.
Yeah. I'd shave your ass and fuck you sideways.
If I was gay.
If I was gay. No homo.
No, jeez.
So
go ahead, Big Perry.
Your mega big ass boat coming in, and you know every boat's got a big horn. You guys got to tune up a big old AIDS burp.
No homo. Just like loud noises. Yeah, sounds good.
So, big old AIDS. All right, right on.
Okay. Final calls at 855-LS41.
The dog. Name of the movie is Big Fucking Megaboat, No Homo.
It's halftime for Big Fucking Megaboat, No Homo. It's halftime, America, No Homo.
Seriously, No Homo.
Why doesn't Dutch get on that? Come on, Dutch, No Homo.
I mean, you got the Tacoma, why not the No Homo?
Oh.
The Dutch No Homo.
I'll buy the No Homo.
I would too. It's
obviously a hybrid car.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to save the planet, no homo.
Matt Pink, what?
How it comes in Matt Pink.
Right.
No homo.
No homo.
It's not like gay dudes are going to rail your ass when you buy this car. I'm just saying, it's pink.
Maybe on the back of the ship it has a sticker that says no homo because it's Matt Pink. Back of the boat, rather.
I wish I could get a license plate that said no homo.
It would be awesome with a gay love scene and you kissing a dude in the end, you're just like, no homo, which makes it all okay. Because you have to kiss Tom Green, right?
Right, totally.
Yeah. There you go. Just say no
if
homo.
If you kiss
it's not bad.
Malin Ackerman dressed as a dude and say no homo,
that is cool.
I don't see any problem with that.
Yeah. Oh, you just do it.